You got to play more than 15 minutes in the game, though. You've got to play, you know.
No question.
You know, I know every coach always talks about, we got to play 40 minutes. I got it. Every football coach, we got to play 60 minutes. Believe me, I'd be saying the same thing. Realistically, if you can play 32 terrific minutes of basketball, and for the most part, if you can play 50 to 52 minutes of terrific football, you're going to win the game.
Okay.
Penn State, Rose Bowl played 52 minutes of terrific football.
Really?
Yeah, there's 8 minutes, you know, plays here and there where, you know, okay. But, you know, that's fine. That's you're talking about 12% of the game. By the way, DeMar Hamlin has been discharged from the hospital in Cincinnati. He's going back to Buffalo. That's what that was about. So great news there.
Pretty remarkable.
Yes. Keep going. Keep going, buddy. And in basketball, if you can play 30, especially you're playing a team that is one of the top five teams in the country, you got to play at least 32 really good minutes. You can't play 15. The last 10 minutes of the first half, Penn State was terrific. There's probably a 5-minute stretch in the second half somewhere, but you know, but they're already down double digits where they played really well. So you can't play 15 really good at both ends. In a game like that, you got to play 32 out of the 40. And I know every coach wants 40. I'm coaching, I want 40. Every football coach wants 60. If I'm coaching, I want 60. You know, do what you can to the standard. Realistically, after watching all the games of my life, if you can play 32 really good minutes of basketball, I mean really good, and 52 really good minutes of football, you're going to win 9.5 out of 10 games. Yesterday, it kind of felt like they played really good basketball for 15. And that's just not going to win, regardless of what the officiating was in the game. I mean, they're leading at halftime 37-31. So you now come out of the locker room, and even though Purdue has the ball, Purdue cannot get a possession to start the second half to take the lead because you're up 6. And immediately they run off 12 unanswered points, and you're looking around going, great, here we go. And I know Zach Edey's a tough matchup. I mean, does not take an analytical genius to see that. But you have to take care of the other people out there. If he gets his points, he gets his points. And this is where the inexperience of Kevin Jai kept coming into play. And he'll get better at this because I think he is a very thoughtful, talented young player. But he's hit a stretch. He's hit the gauntlet here. He's got Hunter Dickinson. He's got Zach Edey right after that. Oh, and by the way, he's got Trace Jackson Davis coming up on Wednesday night. Well, that's going to be tough for any young player when they're especially trying to learn on the job like that. And every time Smith, it was particular Smith, would go to the bucket, what would he do? Well, he'd leave Edey and he'd go over to see if he could defend over there, which normally you're fine, except you can't do that with this guy. You know, and that's just inexperience. And, you know. And that's just inexperience. He'll learn not to do that. But it just takes time. You know, and you're in the heat of the moment. You know, what's Kevin? He came to school, I think he was 17. He's 18 now. I mean, that's just, you know, the way it's going to be. And they've got Trace Jackson Davis. That's next. And, you know, they're going to come back home. The students will be here. And you're going to need 30 to 32 minutes of really good basketball to win the game. You can't do 15 or 16. And that's about what it came down to yesterday. And that's where That's why he's mad about it. Now, the officiating part, hey, I get it. I watched the same game he did. I'll let it speak for itself. I don't think anybody needs me to go down that path. I will talk in general terms about officiating because the Big Ten's got a big problem right now. The games. Now, you watched the last 10 minutes of the first half yesterday. Penn State and Purdue getting baskets, bum, bum, bum. I mean, the last 10 minutes was really fun basketball to watch. And not just because Penn State's winning, but because, you know, Purdue was making plays. Edie's such a terrific player at one end. You know, Jalen Pickett's terrific at the other on the other side. They're both going head-to-head. They're both scoring. They're both doing what, you know, the stars are doing what they're supposed to do. What about the rest of the weekend of the conference? Wisconsin and Illinois was unwatchable. Michigan and Michigan State was unwatchable. It was 27-18 in halftime. Who the heck wants to watch that? I mean, I'm serious. I mean, they've got to understand in this conference, oh, we want physical play. It's killing you in the NCAA tournament. You need flow. Okay? Flow. Free flow. You need, you know, okay, this is where you take care of the stuff in the opening 2 to 3 weeks of the season. I don't mean the conference season, right? This is what we're going to call. We're going to, okay? Yeah, you reach out your hand, and it's even near them, I'm thinking about it. Okay? No clutch and grab. No grab the jersey. No bump, 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 bump all the time. Right? You know, come on. And that's the way this conference has become. I mean, those games were unwatchable this weekend. Indiana Northwestern, obviously I'm looking at that one right now, had flow to it. You know, Rutgers takes the game. I mean, this is nothing against Steve Peichel and Rutgers. Nothing. Okay? Zero. Because Steve Peichel as a coach needs to come up with a way for his team to win. Okay? So have I established that? Right? So that's, okay? But it is aesthetically awful basketball. I mean, you're telling me it's fun to watch Rutgers play basketball? Oh, my God. You got to be kidding me. I mean, and this is what when I look at sports today, and I'm seeing a multi-billion dollar TV deal. And I'll now group it to this. All right? 94 of the top 100 shows of 2022 were sports. 82 were NFL games. So now let's bring it back to what I was talking about, college basketball. And by the way, the NBA, including the finals, and Major League Baseball, neither one cracked the top 100. Not one single game in the NBA or Major League Baseball cracked the top 100 shows. Okay? The NFL had 82 of them. There were several college football games. The Kentucky Derby, and the Beijing Olympics. Okay? Sports is now entertainment. The Big Ten just landed a multi-billion dollar TV deal. You've got to then sit down in the conference office and say, you know what? We're going to make sure our product is entertaining here. And that means that the games have to be played and, to be honest with you, officiated in such a way which brings a better opportunity at not only fairness, but an entertaining product. That's just me. But I think when you're looking at all of the TV ratings, and then you're watching Big Ten play basketball. And I know the TV deals were based on football. I got that. But you've got to put on an entertaining product. I mean, the Big Ten, this was not the Big Ten's greatest weekend when it comes to putting an entertaining product on TV. I'm watching Illinois, Wisconsin. I'm like going, what? Before I went to drive to Philadelphia, I'm like going, oh my goodness, this game is. I texted Dick. This is before I left. Where is it here? I said, ding, 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 ding. Watching Illinois, Wisconsin. This conference is almost unwatchable. Dick texted back, brutal. Then he texted me. He says, Michigan State, also unwatchable.
Yeah, I was watching that too, and I literally shut it off. I was making the effort to flip back and forth between that and the NFL pregame, but after a while, I was like, the heck with it. I'm done. And this was a big weekend for the Big Ten. You had a lot of big matchups.
Yeah, a lot of big matchups, and it just...
That takes a lot to screw that up like that.
I mean, it's one thing if guys are missing shots. I've got, you know, I mean, you're not going to hit every shot. I mean, but you've got to have, let's give the NBA credit. You may not love, people may, you know, based on the TV ratings, they're not loving the NBA. They're not in the top 100, not even the finals, okay? But at least you've got flow, shot making, athleticism on display. The Big Ten is like, it's the way it's officiated. They're grinding it into the ground. Nobody paid a dime to watch you officiate. And it should have been clean. And I say this every year. I say it every year. Take the first 3 weeks of the season in November and set the tone for the rest of the season as to what is acceptable and what's not. And they never do it. I saw Ed Hightower at the Michigan game. I should have talked to Ed about it. Seriously, I should have talked to Ed about it the other night. But he kind of came up at a time we were about ready to go on the air. And Ed and I have gotten along great forever. So, yeah, you know, and just like talk, hey, look, we need more flow here, Ed. You know, I mean, you just can't take it into a half-court grind. And, hey, good news, shot clock's at 5. And the crowd's like going, yeah, great. The first 25 seconds, a lot of fun to watch.